We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Beis. Says the Mechaber, Kol Zman Shelo Silag Yado Min Hamila Chozer Afilu Al Tzitzin She'inam Ma'afin. As long as one is performing the Bris Mila and they have not lifted up the knife while they are doing the cutting, they can even continue on to remove the pieces which are not Ma'akif, the pieces which are only removed for the Hidr Mitzvah. But if one did not remove them, the Mitzvah of Bris Mila would still be complete. However, see like Yado, if you already lifted up your knife, Eino Chozer El Tzitzin HaMa'akvin, then you are not allowed to finish off the tzitzim which are not required to be removed for the Mila. You are only allowed to finish off those which are required in order to finish off the Mila, because otherwise it will be considered a Chabura on Shabbos, which is prohibited. Ve'elohim HaMa'akvin, the tzitzim which are Ma'akiv, are the Basar HaChofe, Afilu Ro Govha Shel Atar B'Makom Echa, the part of the flesh which covers the majority of the area of the crown. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason that it is permissible to do the tzitzin even which are not ma'akev on Shabbos, as long as you have not lifted up your hand, is because as long as you have not lifted up your hand, it is still considered to be lechatchila doing the entire mitzvah. Because Shabbos is nitna litchos, Shabbos is nitcha from the mitzvah of Bris Mila, and this is included as part of the mitzvah of Bris Mila. It is all counted as one mitzvah. The Ran adds that even if you have lifted up your hand from the cutting, you did the tzitzin hama'akvin and not the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin, and then you have started to do the priya, the peeling back of the flesh, it is still called lo silek yado min hamila, and you can stop the priya in order to do the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. The Mishnah Berurah is only unsure if you have completed the priya and then you're doing the mitzitza, is that too considered still part of the mitzvah to be considered Shalosi legyado min hamila, that you would be allowed to stop to even then do the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin, or is that already too late? And says the Mishnah Berurah, this is not only true if one person does it, but even if you have one person doing the mila and a second person doing the priya, that first person can now do the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin while that second person is still doing the priya. However, the Avnei Nezer says for another random person to come along and do the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin, that would not be permissible. Siv Gimel Ben Shmona Im Gamru Sar V'Tziparna of Malanosu B'Shabbos. If you have someone who is born in the 8th month, but their hair and fingernails have been completed, then you can do that meal on Shabbos. Vim Lo Gamro, but if not, Afilim Hu Safik Ben Shiva Safik Ben Shmona, even if it's Safik, whether they were born in the 7th month or the 8th month, Ein Malanosu B'Shabbos, that meal you cannot do. V'Ein Sar Chlomer Ben Shmona Vaday, and for sure, an 8th month baby who is not completed the hair and their nails, that for sure would not be allowed to be done on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason that even a Suffolk would not be permissible is because we are not Mechal Shabbos mi Suffolk. We will be Mechal Shabbos for Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh, but here it's not Pikuach Nefesh, here it is the Bris Mila, so mi Suffolk we will not be Mechal Shabbos. As well says the Mishnah Berurah that one should look in Yoredeah, we see the Ramah holds that Safik ben Shmona ben Shiva, even if his nails and hair have not been completed, we do that meal on Shabbos because of Mimanav Shach. If it is correct to do the meal on that day, so then great, you did the meal. And if not, then all you're doing is cutting flesh. And since this baby is a Nathel, if it's not supposed to have the meal on Shabbos, then that means it is a baby which will not necessarily live for 30 days. Therefore, there is no prohibition to create a chabura on Shabbos in a Nathel. So the Ramah says, either way, you are going to be okay. The Bach and the Taz, however, paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. And the Elia Rabbah brings from the Sefer Lecha Mishnah that the minug is to do the Mila on Shabbos, even on these babies. And says the Mishnah Berurah, that appears to be what the minug is. And this is what the Chazon Ish says as well, that we do these milas on Shabbos. The Mechaber finishes off that a 7th month baby is for sure going to be okay. Sif Dalid Mila Shelo Bezmana Eina Docha Shabbos. A Mila which is not done on the 8th day for whatever reason, if the baby was not ready for the bris at the appropriate time or whatever reason, so if it is not being done on the 8th day, then it cannot be done on Shabbos. Only a Mila Bezmana Docha Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because the Pasuk says Uvayom Hashmini, which means Davka on the 8th day, you would be allowed to do the Mila on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that if you performed the Mila Shelo Bezmana on Shabbos, on that we would not say E Avid Lo Mahani, that it is as though you have not completed the mitzvah and you would need to do Hatavat Zdam Bris in order to perform the mitzvah of Bris Mila, because we only say E Avid Lo Mahani when, if we were to remove the action, it would not be considered a Maisa Isser. But a Mila Shelo Bizmana on Shabbos, La Maisa, that which you did the Mila. You did. It's done. You can't take it back. So therefore, we wouldn't require you to do a Mila again. We would be telling you to do the Hatavas Dan Bris again. So in such a case, we don't say Iyavid Lo Mahani. And as well, it would not be considered a mitzvah Baba Avera, because the mitzvah itself is not the Avera. Rather, it was done in an Avera fashion. And that is not ma'akev you from being Yotzei the mitzvah of